This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. An important discussion between two world leaders today.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are set to speak amid growing White House frustration with Israel's handling of the Gaza war. A U.S. official says the call will come Thursday after an Israeli airstrike that killed seven aid workers.
He's outraged. He's heartbroken.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and National Security Spokesman John Kirby say while Israel has the right to defend itself against Hamas,
as a modern military and a democracy, they have obligations to the innocent people of Gaza. And they have not always met those obligations.
The two leaders last spoke more than 2 weeks ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel says the airstrikes that killed those aid workers in Gaza was a mistake due to misidentification. Those killed worked for World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, whose group is now demanding an independent investigation.
The airstrikes on our convoy, I don't think were an unfortunate mistake. It was really a direct attack on a clearly marked vehicles.
Chef Andres was heard there on the Israeli TV channel Keshet 12 News. Dozens of Bolivians who didn't have passports have been taken off a cruise ship in the port of Barcelona, Spain, so the ship can continue on its journey, say authorities. The Bolivians didn't have valid documents to enter the area the ship was traveling in, they say. Here in the U.S., they're going to continue to see heavy snow and sleet in parts of New England and upstate New York. Heavy rain's been soaking the East Coast. Thieves stole as much as $30 million in a burglary at a Los Angeles money storage facility. You got another chance to win the $1 billion-plus Powerball jackpot Saturday night. Nobody won last night. This is AP News. If you plan to watch that total solar eclipse on Monday, you'll have lots of company and plenty of excitement. The AP's Seth Soutelle has this.
What do airlines, drive-in diners, and donut makers have in common? These are just some of the businesses that are hoping to take advantage of all the excitement over the total solar eclipse that will black out the sun for a few minutes Monday afternoon across a big swath of North America. Hotels and resorts along the path of the eclipse are offering special packages. Southwest and Delta are offering special flights to view it. Krispy Kreme is teaming up with Oreos to offer a donut meant to look like the eclipse. The Donut Dude in Ohio will sell boxes of donuts showing the eclipse's stages as the sun disappears behind the moon. Sun Chips and Moon Pies are also doing their own promotions. I'm Seth Soutelle.
Former President Clinton has a memoir coming out this fall. It's called Citizen, My Life After the White House. It comes out November 19th. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.